Practice Test 6. Listening. This is a test of your ability to understand spoken English. The listening section has 3 parts. There are 50 questions. Mark all your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not make any stray marks on the answer sheet. If you change your mind about an answer, erase your first answer completely. Part 1. In this part, you will hear short conversations. From the 3 answer choices, select the answer which means about the same thing as what you hear, or is true based upon what you hear. For example, listen to the conversation.
Mary and John should have come by now. I wonder what's keeping them.
It may seem as if they'll never get here, but they will. You know how Mary is when she's getting ready to go out.
I guess you're right. Besides, I can't think of one time they haven't been late.
The correct answer is A. For problems 1 through 15, mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. No problems can be repeated. Please listen carefully. Do you have any questions? One.
Your daughter was telling me the other day how she plans to move into her own apartment.
Not if I can help it. I told her she can do so when she can afford her own rent.
Two.
You're a bit overdressed for this occasion.
Yeah, but I was told to wear a shirt and tie.
Just take off your tie and you'll look casual enough. Or leave it on if you want to stand out.
Three.
I almost had a traffic accident yesterday.
Really? What happened?
I was really stupid. I was trying to call someone on my phone and wasn't paying attention to my driving.
Four.
Can I speak with Jim?
Sure, unless, of course, he's not in his office, in which case I couldn't tell you where he is.
Well, I looked in his office, so I guess I'll come by after lunch.
Five.
Bill said he'd lend me a hand with my project.
And I suppose you took him seriously.
Well, I thought he was reliable.
I once thought that too.
Six.
How's your new neighborhood?
At first, I regretted moving there, mostly because we hardly knew any of the neighbors.
And now?
Oh, well, I couldn't live anywhere else.
Seven.
What did Professor Jones say about postponing tomorrow's exam?
She was thinking about it, but then decided to stick to her schedule.
Which means I haven't been doing all this studying for nothing.
Eight.
Have you been using the blow dryer? 'Cause it's broken.
It wasn't broken this morning when I dried my hair.
Well, now it is. Sure you didn't drop it?
Nine.
Did you finally get that job you applied for?
I was told there were no openings for the time being, but that they'd give me a call. But it doesn't look too promising.
Ten.
I turned down this offer to go to Italy with a friend of mine.
You did? Well, I wouldn't have.
Yeah, and to think I'd have paid only for my airfare.
Eleven.
Weren't we supposed to have that meeting yesterday?
You obviously didn't read my email about doing it tomorrow sometime.
But tomorrow's impossible for me.
12.
I've been dialing Paul, but I can't get through. His line's constantly busy.
You know Paul. When he's on the phone, he talks for hours. Call him later or send him an email.
13.
Can I register for any course I like?
Not exactly. There are plenty of openings in our evening program, but there are no vacancies in the morning or afternoon, I'm afraid.
14.
When grocery shopping, I closely read the labels of whatever I get.
Yeah, you can't be too careful when you buy stuff at the supermarket.
I'm especially wary about GM foods.
Yeah, and unfortunately, even fresh produce may have been genetically modified.
15.
I found the movie so thrilling. I mean, the action kept me glued to my seat.
Is that so? Well, I'm relieved it's over. In fact, I wish I hadn't listened to you and come. I had better things to do.